This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 29th. The Central Columbus Angels are the 2025 Dixie Youth Softball World Champions. The ladies took down South Carolina Tuesday in a make-or-break game in Louisiana. Check out Tommy Taylor's series of reports on the winners. That's on our website. That was a great job, Angels. Everybody is proud of you. An extensive investigation has led to the arrest of a major drug suspect and confiscation of narcotics in several communities. Tommy Tabor, age 65, was arrested after making multiple trips to the Holiday Motel in Whiteville, according to the sheriff's office. He was arrested with a quantity of crack cocaine. Later on, Vice and Narcotics investigators searched his home in Whiteville and another property near Tabor City, resulting in multiple felonies against Tabor. See this story online for more. County commissioners on Monday approved a policy that will require permits for large protests and gatherings. The ordinance received no negative comments during a public hearing. Commissioner Barbara Featherston did question whether the ordinance is necessary. She did abstain from voting. That counted as a positive vote for the ordinance. It was put in place after a series of protests at Williams Township School. The sheriff's office was called out of Williams Township School earlier this spring after a series of protests. Parents, students, teachers, and staff complained that they felt intimidated by the presence of the protesters outside the school campus. While the development wasn't on Monday's agenda, residents of Lake Waccamaw, Buckhead, and St. James spoke out against a proposed 4,500-home project along Old Lake Road. Commissioners have expressed no support for the plan, which was forwarded with a positive endorsement by the planning board. The project could bring more than 10,000 new residents to the area. Concerns over the project include traffic congestion, environmental impacts, and pollution, as well as stormwater and flooding. The Columbus County Animal Shelter is currently closed to all but emergency intakes due to overcrowding. Now you can find Adoptable Pets on their Facebook page and on their website. Donations of food are being accepted at Greganus Farm Store in Wyville, as well as the shelter on Legion Drive. A woman was charged after she allegedly pointed a handgun at a large crowd at the Millstream Apartments in Brunswick on Monday. Ernestine Victoria Jackson, age 61, was charged with a single count of going armed to the terror of the public. She was released on an unsecured bond. No shots were fired and no one was injured. New Life Community Church youth are taking orders for their Krispy Kreme Donuts fundraiser. That's going to be August 8th. Delivery will be available on five or more boxes. Cost is $12 a box. Call 910-625-0952 to order. Bethel Methodist Church is hosting a free Christian metal concert featuring Cast to Sea and 333 on August 9th. The concert is open for all ages. There will be free food, fellowship, and much more. The church is located at 2733 MMRA Road in Clarendon. It's hard to believe, but it's almost back to school time. ICCC will host a backpack drive on Saturday from 10 until 6 at Nolan Park in Whiteville. There'll be free food and drinks, DJs seen nice, and more activities and fun for the kids. Call 910-770-8633. Columbus County Health Department is going to host a back-to-school celebration from 1 to 4 on August 8th. The afternoon will include games, prizes, free school supplies, and health information for the whole family. Health Department is located at 304 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.